the meaning of life. Now, in previous chapters, we have spoken of the interdimensionality of you, the interdimensional self, which is beyond the self that you see as the individual you call yourself to be right now in this day and time. The interdimensional self, the holy self of you, is not focused upon a self as individuated energy, but is, in truth, the true you. It is the matrix out of which you draw the creative energy to call yourself the individual with which you now identify. We have spoken of this interdimensional you as being the most wonderful ocean of being. We have spoken of it as being the mind of God, for it is truly the isness, the consciousness of God, allness, the creative source. What you do in every moment is a great miracle. To bring the focus of attention so completely to an individual expression of the allness of you, that temporarily you put aside the remembrance of the totality of you. It is a miracle that you do in every moment to call yourself an individuated self, and you do it for the most wonderful reasons. You do it for the adventure of the creative you, to see what you can experience and what you can express and what you can change momentarily. I would speak with you now of worlds within worlds and dimensions within dimensions, and dimensions where there are not boundaries or limitations. Where you have placed your focus right now in this day and time is within the concept of the sphere of time, and it is truly that. It is a sphere and a concept of time where you see things to be linear, and yet all time is now. All time is now. All time is within the sphere of the concept of time. You think back in history or even back in this lifetime to a point where something happened, and you see yourself to be at another point. What connects those two points is the straight line, and you take from that the truth, the small t, of linear time. You project yourself into the future. You watch a science fiction movie, perhaps, or something that will be of the future, or you read articles of what is going to be in the future. You see yourself at this point, and you see yourself and the events at another point in time, and you say, that is the future. That is a line to the future, and I am living a progression, a linear progression of experience. Now, at the same time, within the sphere of time, you are living all of the other points as well, as you will want to connect with other lifetimes, other expressions of yourself, and what you would see to be the past and future. You can do that, because there is no separation. You can go into what you see to be the past lifetimes and call forth the qualities, experiences, roles that you have had in these lifetimes and bring them forth into this now reality to serve you as experience to deal with whatever you are going through now. You can do the same with going into the future, for the future is now. You are making your future even now as you sit here contemplating what the future can be, might be, should be, will be, you hope it might be, etc. You are making your future even as we speak, because you are playing with ideas, perceptions, limitations, and you are pushing out the limitations of what has been accepted by you and by the collective consciousness for so long. There are many expressions within the mind of God. There are many expressions and experiences of the holy self of you. This is but one of them, even as you would see everything that is contained within this point of time. And this is but one point of focus within the sphere of time. And I will say to you that this sphere of consciousness and the concept of time is but one reality. It is as you would see the drop of water in a vast ocean. There are many, many realities where you know unlimitedness, where you flow as liquid crystal and you have consciousness of being. It is not that you go into a nothingness or an unknowing, you have consciousness of being. And yet you know yourself to be unlimited. You know yourself to be light, laughter, expanded joy. You do not know yourself to be constricted by time or by years or by the certain aging of the body. There are many experiences within the mind of God, the interdimensional self of you, which do not have form as you know form to be. Consciousness, yes. Awareness, yes. Isness, yes. Intelligence, yes. Even vaster. And I do not mean to put you down, but even vaster than the intelligence that you claim now in this point of consciousness. You are much greater than the point of focus which you claim in this point of time. You are outside of time, and yet you are within time. you are outside of space and yet you are within space and taking up space as you understand physical laws. You are beyond any restrictions of expression, even though the body will speak to you of certain limitations. You are beyond that, and that is where the rub comes in from time to time, because you know yourself to be beyond what the body tells you, beyond what the body would suggest is the truth of your being. You are beyond that, and the rub comes in when the body dictates to you certain limitations, and you know those limitations not to be true. And yet, how do you overcome the collective consciousness that believes so strongly in the physical form? Gradually. That is how you are doing it. You have decreed that it will be an evolution of consciousness, but you have also decreed that you are going to accelerate the process to get to the place where you know the holy self of you. You are pushing out the boundaries of the collective consciousness, but you have built in a safety measure within this reality, the concept of time, where you have said that there is going to be process, there is going to be time to think about consequence. Yet at the same time, you get impatient with the process because you do remember instant manifestation. And you do know that, in truth, it does not take time to manifest. It can be in an instant. But I say to you that there is value in process. It is a safety measure, and it works very well. It gives you opportunity for reflection before you manifest. Now, outside of time, imagine for a moment yourself as a flow of liquid crystal. Imagine a crystal being heated, even in physical terms, to the place where it becomes liquid and it flows with the consciousness of being, without perhaps a goal as to where it is going to flow. It is just an isness of flow, or a consciousness within light, let us call it that if you want, an intelligence, and it is flowing. It does not have to have a goal in mind. Goal often is time-oriented, within the concept of time, but you are light, intelligence, experiencing and expressing, unlimited, just for the sheer joy of being. Just to know yourself as being totally outside of any restrictions, living in the mind of God, expressing as the mind of God, and looking into the most wonderful concept of time to see what is happening there, as you would within a crystal ball, perhaps, to see what is going on, and to choose once in a while to come and be part of it, or to look within other concepts of dimensions and realities that are yet concepts, and to see what is happening within those concepts, and to see if you want to be part of that concept, that reality, or not, to do as you do with your television set, to flip through the channels to see what's on, just to see what is playing now. You look up your movie theaters to what is playing now at the movies. The holy self of you does that, looks in on you. The greater self of you watches to see, what drama is she into now? What drama is he making for himself now? What peace is she finding? Mellowness? What solutions? What questions? What interrelationships are happening? In other realities that are not within the concept of time, there are interrelationships as well. And there is a knowing of certain coming together in the flow, a sharing, a mind melding, if you will, and then an agreement to go again separate ways, although not separate at all. What I am doing with you in this time right now is teasing the mind to bring you to a point where you understand the concept of this reality of time and see it as but one concept, a most beautiful concept, within that which is greater and is truly conceptless, although it contains the concepts of different realities. It is difficult within a finite concept to explain that which is infinite and beyond concept, but I am teasing with it so you will play with it. Perhaps it does not matter so much what the body tells me, what the world tells me. Perhaps I do not live in the world, but the world lives in me. I am not at the mercy of the world, of the body, of others' decisions. I am not vulnerable, cannot be threatened by anything that seems to come in the appearance as threatening or upsetting or relating to insecurity. The holy self of you cannot be threatened. It does not even understand the concept of being threatened. The holy self of you is forever ongoing. The meaning of life is expansiveness. Your scientists are now discovering that your universe is expanding. They are proving it by what they see in the most wonderful technology of your telescopes, the ones that are situated here on our holy mother, the Earth, this planet, and the ones that are out in space, traveling to get a different perspective, and to bring to the remembrance of ones here the light which has been, so that there is an understanding of what has been in the beginning, as they call it. The meaning of life is expansiveness. It is to be forever ongoing, even within the concept of time. You are ones who, because of what we have been speaking of right now, are bursting the bubble of the concept of time. And you walk outside of that bubble for a moment or so, which is still a bit of a contradiction to use the terminology. But for a moment or so, you walk outside the concept of time, and you see yourself to be in the infinite flow of isness, which is forever ongoing. The meaning of life is to go for it, to live it. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. In other words, to know truly who you are and to live from the place of the Holy Self. I and the Father are one. I am the Father in expression. I am life eternal, even beyond the eternality which is still in the concept of time. I am that which I am, not circumscribed by any concept or restriction. Life is expansive. That is why you get ideas to do things. That is why after you sit on your duff for a short time, you want to be up and doing. That is why you are forever imagining what you can do, where you can go, who you can talk to, ideas you can play with, projects that you want to accomplish. Life is expansion. Even after you release the body, the expansion does not stop. In truth, you expand even further because you are not restricted by the belief of what the body has been telling you the physicality has to be according to all of the physical laws that you as a collective has agreed to. You go beyond the body. You go beyond a certain point, a most wonderful point, into the infinite awareness of the allness of you. Then you make a choice, if you want to step back into the concept of time, in another reality within time or not. You may choose. Many of you have said, this is the last lifetime I am going to have on this plane. I'm going to complete everything in this lifetime so I don't have to come back here again. Well, I have news for you. You never have to come back here. It is always a choice. But oftentimes you will choose to come back because you are curious. You want to know, how expansive can I be within the constrictions of the collective consciousness? That is what you have been doing in this lifetime. How expansive can I be within the boundaries which the collective consciousness has put up as truth, small t? You have found yourself to be the iconoclast, the one who are always going beyond the boundaries, who are always seeking for something more, something different, always wanting to know. There has to be more. I know there is more than just this concept of time, wonderful as it is. There is more to me, and I want to connect with it once again and do the most miraculous thing. I want to bring that awareness even into the confine of the sphere of time and the limited reality. See you how great you are as masters, which you are, that you would even dare to think such a thought. But you have done it over and over. It is a role which you know very well. Because you have played it many times where you have looked in on a reality and you have said, I wouldn't mind going in there and maybe pushing out some boundaries, even if it makes the biological family a little upset with me. Even if it makes the relationships question me, you know, I really wouldn't mind playing that part for a while. Then you come as a small child and you learn all of what the collective consciousness says has to be truth, small t, and you acquiesce for a while to forget. And yet there is the inner voice within you which prompts you to search, to seek, to know, to find that which feels like home and to be with other ones who recognize home when they find it in you, as they find it in themselves. That is why you go to gatherings to find ones of like mind, you read the books, articles to find the spark of remembrance of home. When I spoke to you that the Father is love, it was to convey the idea of expansiveness. For as you are in love with another one or with a beloved pet, there is an expansiveness which happens within you. You feel your whole soul open up, as a flower will open to the sun. The expansiveness is life itself. It is the meaning of life. It is the meaning of you. It is your true nature. When the prophecies of doom and gloom of closing down come to you, there is a reason which you feel. There is a closing down even in the solar plex of the body, well named for the sun, for light, that does not feel good. It feels like constriction. So when one speaks to you of doom and gloom and a closing down, there is a great part of you that rises up and said, this isn't true. I know it not to be true. I know that I have lived. And you have, through many closing downs that were just concepts of closing down and not true, capital T. Dramas, yes. Adventures, yes. And you played your parts very well, but not true, capital T. Life is expansive. Even individual life, as you have claimed, this part of your beingness, it is expansive. That is why you get caught up with the new ideas. That is why you feel expansive when you contemplate going somewhere, doing something new. Yes, there may be a feeling of excitement and a feeling of questioning if you are going into a new territory, a new job perhaps, or even a new dwelling place, a new location. There is a bit of excitement, and that excitement truly is the expansiveness of you. It is bringing in the holy energy of the Creator. Long enough now have you acquiesced to what the world said had to be, all of the drama of the world. You have seen much of the drama, and you know that it repeats itself over and over, and it will continue within the concept of time and the reality of linear time as it is seen. There will be a repeating and a repeating and a repeating and a repeating until ones such as you burst the bubble of time itself, and you move outside of it to be the beholder of what is going on within the concept of time, even this point, right here within the sphere of time. And you even move outside of the sphere long enough to say, hey, you know, look at all those galaxies that are acknowledged to be within that reality of time. Look what they're doing. They're expanding. What's that got to do with the concept of time? It is going to make for change and expansiveness, if you will. The meaning of life is expansiveness, creativity. Do that which you have been desiring to do. Allow the concept of time to be played with in your meditation, in your musings, in times when you are doing the daily activities that do not require much of the mind to do, and you find your mind wandering off onto other ideas. Play with what could be outside the concept of time. Not only just this point of time, but all of time. My God, if there is something outside of that, what is it? And you will find yourself, your true self, in that expansiveness, and you will feel and you will know truly that life is not the body. The body serves you well, yes, for a point of focus in a lifetime. But the body is not who you are. Life is who you are. The expansiveness, the ongoingness of life is who you are. And the ideas, the consciousness of ideas that you play with, are part of the creativity of the wholeness of you. That is life itself. And it does not have to be, is not circumscribed, constrained by physicality. Now, I am not saying to you in these words that you should decease the body. That is not what I am saying, because the body is most wonderful, and you have chosen it so you can walk through this lifetime in relationship with others, and so that you can have the physical pleasures of the body. I am not saying to you to decease the body so that you can get outside the concept of time. What I am saying to you is that life itself is more than the body. Life itself is the expansiveness of creative isness, and you live that life irrespective of the physical laws. And that, beloved one, is freeing. That free perspective is where I live and did live, even on the cross, to the place of the deceasement of the body. I was still alive even with the deceasement of the body. Understood you the point? Good. Life, the meaning of life, is expansiveness, ongoingness, creativity. When you allow yourself to move into the place of the beholder, to step outside of time just for a moment or so, when you allow yourself to move into the consciousness of the interdimensional self, which is not constricted by any dimension, any reality, you begin to get the flavor of how infinite, powerful, creative you are. I have spoken many times with you about how you are an extension of the Father, come into this plane of reality. I spoke with you in terms which could be understood as a child of the Father, a beloved child of the Father, which in truth you are. Then there came the concept that you were co-creators of the reality you experience. Then we took it one step further to the place where I am impressing upon you that you are an extension, not just a co-creator, not just a child as you would see an offspring to be, but an extension of the Father, creative one, come into this point of reality to live the human life from a divine point of view. You knew this as a little children when you ran around innocent and free for at least a moment or so before all of society and the parents clapped upon you the shoulds and shouldn'ts. So where does this take you? It takes you to the place of allness of you, before and beyond time. It takes you to the mind of God. It takes you to your true self, your holy self. You live the human life, yes, but you live it from a divine perspective. That is what you have agreed you will do. You will suffer the slings and arrows of the world, and you will allow them to bounce off of you. Because truly, the holy self cannot be threatened, cannot be harmed. The holy self of you is outside time, before and beyond. I have often said to you that when the purpose of time has been fulfilled, in other words, when ones have played with the concept of time to the place of saying, well, I know that now, inside and out, intimately, every point within it, I'm satisfied, satiated, completed with it. Then the expanded galaxies will have expanded into the allness which is you, within the mind of God which is you. So I thank you for what you are doing in this day and time, because you are allowing the individual mind, lowercase m, to play with the possibility, probability, and reality of the mind, capital M, of you, of God, you as God. For eons of time, as you understand linear time to be, you have revered a God somewhere outside of you, and you have said that this God is all-powerful, and it is. But you have forgotten that you are not separate from this God which you revere. As you have lived a lifetime, you have been the point of consciousness of the mind of God, as life itself, each lifetime. So even though you would deny that which you are in every lifetime, and you would have said, but God is out there somewhere, all-powerful, and I am down here somewhere separate, you, in that lifetime, as expression of life, were, have been, will be, and are the mind of God in expression. With that thought in mind, I will allow you to contemplate it, to live in expansiveness, to give the encouragement to ones, to live as the light which you are, and to know that life truly is expansive. It does not end with the deceasement of the body. It does not begin with the picking up of a body, but is forever ongoing. Life is what you make of it. It is expansive. Whether you deny it or whether you accept it, it is expansive. Go with that thought in mind and live it truly. So be it.